Today is April 14th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Police search for 12-year-old boy. 12-year-old Harry McKenna, 707 West Heron Street in Aberdeen, was the subject of a futile citywide search tonight by police. Mrs. E. Ruzzi, with whom the boy lives, reported that he left home yesterday afternoon. He is described as a slimly built, with large brown eyes. He wore a brown cap, brown pants, brown sweater, and a brown and blue Mackinac coat. No clue that might lead to the whereabouts of the lad could be uncovered tonight. In other news, O.K. Barber ship proprietors split their interests. Alan Kellogg, who during 18 years of experience in Hoquiam as a barber, has, according to estimates, cut enough hair, if laid end to end, to reach around the world 27 times with enough left over to make wigs for all the bald men in Rose of the Grand Theater next Sunday night. We'll open a new barber shop tomorrow morning at 712 J Street, across from Eagles Hall, in the building recently occupied by the Hoquiam Transfer Company and purchased by Mr. Kellogg. Mr. Kellogg, also well known as Kelly, has been for the last 10 years in charge of the second chair of the OK Barbershop on I Street, and for 8 years had a shop in a wood building on the site now occupied by the First National Bank. He has been an active figure for many years in amateur pugilism, and with Dick Large, manager of Ted Krejci, discovered Krejci before the Hoquiam fighter entered the professional ranks. Oscar Thorberg, who has been in charge of the first chair in the OK shop, will continue to operate that place. In other news, we'll search river for youth's body. Officials of Cedarville will start tomorrow morning to drag the Chehalis River for the body of a youth who disappeared last fall. A gun was found on the riverbank by a posse of searchers at that time. New evidence was brought to light today, which has caused further search for the body. The marshal of Cedarville came to Aberdeen tonight to secure grappling hooks, according to Fire Chief William Tamblyn. Tamblyn was unable to give further details concerning the hunt, which will start at daylight tomorrow morning. And finally, dynamiting fish in the West Fork of the Hump Tulips has been going on for 3 weeks or more, according to an employee of Polson's Camp No. 7, it was reported yesterday. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 13, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of 3 new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first 3 decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.